Hi there! If this is your first time here, welcome to the Parenthood and Relationship Podcast. I'm your host, Markella Kaplani, a psychologist, a parenthood and relationship coach, and a parent myself. Together, we explore the transformative journey of parenthood and its profound impact on our relationship with ourselves, our partners, and our children, so that we can be present and show up as we envision without having to do more. Let's get into today's episode. I'm so excited for this first official episode of the Parenthood and Relationship Podcast. Before diving into it, I would like to welcome you once again and take a minute to introduce the structure of our conversations so that you know what to expect, not only from today's episode, but from here on out if you choose to join me in these weekly conversations, which I would absolutely love and appreciate more than you know. As you may have heard in the short trailer episode, my goal with this podcast is to illuminate these deeper layers of parenthood and how it affects our relationship with ourselves, our partners, and our children. Therefore, episodes will alternate between these three broader themes. There will be episodes like today's, for instance, that discuss the personal changes we encounter as we enter parenthood. And while today's episode is dedicated to the concept of matrescence, which is the rite of passage and journey through motherhood, as we will come to discuss shortly, there are episodes that also speak to the father's changes too. Regardless, all episodes are framed in such a way that it would be great for both partners to listen to, because it's not just about understanding and validating ourselves. It's also about understanding one another. Simply put, today's episode is not merely geared toward those who identify as the mother, but also to their partner or partners who want to understand what is unfolding for their significant other so that they can show up with more compassion and, you know, more bluntly, save the relationship in many cases. Because though these changes that parenthood brings are not necessarily negative, the fact that we, and I say we, I don't mean just individuals, I mean society in general, the fact that we ignore them creates a rift between us and others due to this unspoken expectation that everything should go, quote unquote, back to normal. When this does not happen, because it will not happen, we rarely question the expectation, but rather we prescribe intention to it. They changed because they no longer care for me. They no longer love me. And you can understand what this kind of thought triggers in terms of our feelings about how our partner views us and then how we in turn view our partner. So binge on the episodes that talk about your change, but binge on the ones that talk about her or his changing self as well, so that you see one another and recognize these changes as part of the process, because that's what they are. And so having then looked at ourselves first and foremost, it makes sense to look at how this affects us as partners, the second theme, and how then it influences how we show up in our parenting and the relationship that we have with our children, the third theme. All this self-reflection is meant to give us a better understanding of the deeper layers of why we feel and act the way that we do, about why certain things may feel off or even contradictory, about why, despite the deep love for our children, we may also kind of blame them for losing ourselves or for this distance that we feel now from our partner. But we do not rest there. We use this information as a way to become more curious and more compassionate, and then take that so that we can reconnect to ourselves, you know, that confident, reassured version of us that we may have kind of lost touch of, as well as our partner and all that made us choose them. With that long introduction, let's get into today's episode, which explores the concept of matrescence, that transformation that a woman undergoes as she steps into motherhood, impacting every single facet of her being. It's a term that deserves our attention because it offers a new lens through which to view the monumental shift into motherhood. Inspired by the pioneering work of Dana Raphael and Revived by Dr. Athan more recently, matrescence does not coincidentally sound like adolescence. This transition is as rich and multi-layered as adolescence, and it touches every aspect of our being. What is most potent, for me at least, in regards to matrescence, and what led me to research motherhood psychology to the extent that I decided to get trained as a matrescence coach, is that there is this internal dialogue between what seemed to be two completely different selves, who I was before motherhood and who I am becoming. This dialogue isn't always easy. It involves confronting fears, biases, and dreams in a new light. It's about finding new equilibrium, not just as a mother, but as an individual in a rapidly changing world that, to our dismay, has so much to say whichever way we choose to go. Through understanding matrescence, we begin to see it not only as a phase that we have to endure, but as a significant life passage that we can embrace and celebrate. It's a call to support one another more fully, acknowledging that this transformation is as normal as it is extraordinary, as challenging as it is rewarding. So there is this term that I wanted to bring forth today in this episode, and it is called the cascade of motherhood. And I mention it because it beautifully captures this profound, this all-encompassing shift that ripples through every aspect of a woman's life as she transitions into motherhood. This cascade isn't just a single event, but a series of transformative experiences that touch upon the emotional, psychological, physical, spiritual, and even cultural realms of our existence. It's a shift that starts from that very moment of conception, or in fact, even preconception, at that very decision to become a mother. And it continues to evolve throughout our lives. Because think about it. Each developmental stage that our child enters, we also reconsider, adjust, reshape. The empty nest syndrome, for example, is part of matrescence, since our identity is once again in need of reshaping. We had to come to terms with being needed all the time, and now we find ourselves all of a sudden not being as strongly defined by being a mother, and for many, this results in a whole new quest for purpose. The same goes, though, if we go a step back, when the children have all ventured into preteens or teens. I have encountered and worked with several couples who, in the midst of it all, having 2, 3, 4 kids, or even one child and 2 very demanding jobs, they learn to relate to one another solely as parents. And this type of parenting partnerhood may have gone really well for them. And there's no shame in that. Practically, with so much going on, getting through the logistics takes up virtually all of the time. So when all the kids passed this preteen threshold, these couples found that relating to one another was practically impossible, mainly because both of these 2 individuals had changed so much and didn't make sure to touch base. And while it may be true that time is so, so limited, it's also because it is just easier. It's easier not to touch base because what is usually proposed as a way to stay connected as a couple after parenthood is so unrealistic and so demanding that it does not even make sense to even try. That small acts of connection start to feel like they wouldn't even have any impact, so we just don't do them at all. It's easier because in order to connect with you, I first have to connect to me. And oh my, I don't even want to go there. I don't know how to start. So in essence, it's easier because no one tells us that all this matrescence stuff that I'm discussing today and patrescence, this whole identity shift that's brewing inside, is brewing inside. No one mentions how we change. At best, we get the advice, go on date nights. And, you know, this is just not feasible for many couples. And even when it is, we are not discussing these changes. And that's why we find ourselves reverting back to talking about the kids and the practical things, the logistics, the things that have to get done, even amongst a beautifully candlelit dinner. You may think that there's no other way that you guys know how to relate anymore, but that's not the case. There's an elephant in the room, and unless we see it, acknowledge it, and accept it, it is going to get in the way of how we get to talk to one another. And you may be wondering, why wouldn't this conversation come up anyway? At least for an otherwise healthy couple, two people that got together and were very well before they had children. Well, if I feel torn inside, like I'm contradicting myself at every turn, and no one talks about matrescence, then I'm probably not opening up such a discussion even with my own partner. There is just so much shame involved in something that feels like it shouldn't be happening to me, like it's only happening to me. And how do I explain that? How do I make sure that I'm not misunderstood, that you don't think that I regret the decision to become a parent, that you don't think that I'm ungrateful for these blessings that we have? So circling back to the concept of the cascade, motherhood affects how we see ourselves in the mirror, how we relate to our partner, our family, our work, and our sense of self in the wider community. For many of us, it can feel as though everything is shifting. It definitely did for me. This includes the social and economic aspects of life. It can challenge our career trajectory, alter our financial priorities, reshape our social interactions. I mean, I never was this calculating when I was deciding whether I would call a friend or not. I would never think, oh, you know, calling a friend, I really, really need to do it. I need it for myself. But, you know, this is 20 minutes that I could be napping. You see the difference, right? The social expectations of motherhood, coupled with personal aspirations, can clash. And how each of us responds to this is very personal, based on our experiences, cultures, backgrounds. But hey, it's not all that bad. In fact, this has a very rewarding side to it if we flip the coin. What I find most interesting is how the cascade of motherhood brings with it this heightened sense of awareness and connection if we acknowledge matrescence for the gifts that it brings, rather than stay in the turbulence and fight against the current rather than flow with it. Many women report this deepening sense of emotional experience, a sharpened intuition, and a reevaluation of what truly matters in life. It's a journey that can unveil unknown strengths and resilience amidst this vulnerability of change. In another episode, we will go further into the statistics and research findings of the magnificent change that our brain experiences as we become mothers. Yes, you heard that right. Our brain's wiring changes permanently as we become mothers. And so we get to talk about what this means about our experience, how it supports what we're discussing today about matrescence, and how we can use it to our advantage in several aspects of life, knowing now how it all works and influences us. But for today, let's rest in knowing that if we embrace the concept of the cascade of motherhood, we acknowledge that while the path may be challenging, it is also rich with growth, discovery, and a profound sense of fulfillment. To do that, though, and to do it well, we have to first recognize that there are barriers that keep us from experiencing this sense of fulfillment, and it's not our fault. However, because I did make a commitment to keep these episodes to around 10 minutes long, I want to respect your busy schedule. So this is something that I will be discussing in a future episode, alongside some social expectations and concepts that keep us stuck, spinning in our circles, never quite being able to feel like we are enough. And then, of course, we will discuss how to combat all this, because my goal is to end each episode leaving you with some kind of actionable step or some food for thought, something that you can take away from what you've heard and feel more at peace, or at least feel seen and understood. While we may be discussing things that may not be in our control to change or may seem like too heavy to lift, the point isn't to bring us down. This is the first step knowing that this is all normal and that some feelings that brought me shame are actually caused by something way greater than me, by a system that has been upheld for ages and affects all of us one way or another. In itself, this knowing is deeply healing, but it really depends on each of us how long we need to spend at this stage until it truly becomes a knowing, until we believe this to be true, versus having that little voice inside, you know, that inner critic, telling us that it's just an excuse. Trust me, that critic has been really loud for me too. And while its voice is slowly dimming, there are those moments or instances that it still all of a sudden amplifies. It takes over the mic and throws darts left and right. So don't be hasty to move on. Take your time to listen to what the critic is saying between the lines, what it thinks it may be protecting you from, despite using methods that are painful. Commit to hearing it out, but no longer as the dictator, but as a hurt part of you that, having felt unsafe, decided to take control of the situation, doing so in a very authoritarian manner at that. If you feel ready and called, jot down what this critic is telling you and how it might connect to the changes that come with motherhood. In later episodes, we will continue to reflect and it will become clear why this exercise is an excellent place to start. So you might want to get yourself a notebook if you plan on sticking around. And if you are a partner who is listening to this in order to understand the motherhood experience better so that you can show up more supportive for your partner, try to think about the ways in which these changes that matrescence brings may be changing the landscape for your partner and the pressure she may be feeling to, quote unquote, get back to normal when there is no such thing after all. Consider how you may have inadvertently and with truly good intention, also perpetuated that kind of mentality, and ask her, based on the things that you both heard on this episode, what she may need to hear from you, what she may need you to do or not do. We will discuss that last part in the next episode where we introduce the ways that the couple is affected. So stay tuned if you're intrigued. Before saying our farewells for today, I want to let you know that I love receiving comments, feedback, and questions. If you're listening on YouTube, you can do that in the comment section below, but you can also reach me on Instagram at markella.kaplani, Markella's with double L, or join the community I have just created on Facebook to accompany this podcast. You will find the link in the show notes. Finally, if you are super intrigued and want a crash course on matrescence with actionable steps to take and think about how your identity changes, how this affects your relationship, your thoughts about work or not going back to work, as well as your view of the world in general, you can go ahead and sign up to my free mini video series by hopping on my website, markellakaplani.com/video series. The link will also be in the show notes, so don't worry. Thank you for joining me today. I have a feeling this is the beginning of a beautiful path we can take together to discover ourselves and each other better. I feel really grateful to have the opportunity to share this all with you. If you feel the same, you can follow me on Apple Podcasts and leave a rating so our community can grow. See you next Sunday.